We have 5 letters this week on a wide range of topics. Jane Woods from Eton was appalled to learn that Norfolk County Council is refusing to fund £200,000 towards fighting homelessness in the county. She says, I am appalled at reading in the EDP that Norfolk County Council are refusing to fund £200,000 towards homelessness in Norfolk, stating that it's not part of their statutory duty and is in fact a responsibility of the district councils who get money towards this issue. Frankly, I'm disgusted at the people who can sleep well in their warm, safe, clean beds at night making such a poor decision. Who cares if it's not a statutory duty? Surely it's a moral duty to ensure that no one sleeps on the street in all weathers with all the accompanying dangers that entails. Everyone should be offered a hot meal, a warm drink and a shower, plus a safe bed for the night, irrespective of the circumstances that led to them sleeping on the streets. And if there are some who refuse to come in from the cold, then at least we as a county have tried our best to help these extremely vulnerable people. I wonder if those councillors making these decisions might consider giving up their expenses, obviously if they can reasonably afford to, and donate to the homeless. I'm sure we have some very wealthy people serving on Norfolk County Council who could easily afford a few quid to put towards a warm, safe bed for someone less fortunate than themselves, as there are many others who do so voluntarily. And maybe there are councillors who do. I'm sure I'm not alone when I look at the vulnerable groups of people that Norfolk County Council seem to target, recent changes to disabled caring costs, for example, and feel angry that money can be found to extend car parking at County Hall along with the incessant cycle lanes that hardly any cyclists seem to use. Priorities seem all wrong.
Peter Franson, OBE of Loddon, was also shocked. In this case, he was horrified that the Benjamin Court Health Facility in Cromer is not going to be reopened. For those outside the Star Chamber that runs health services in Norfolk, the stubborn decision not to reopen Benjamin Court Health Facility in Cromer beggars belief. While treating patients in corridors has become almost the norm at our 3 major hospitals, the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, ICB, refuses to consider helping the beleaguered local health service. Just listening to the cries of help from the hospitals, who are unable to discharge patients quickly after they no longer need acute hospital care, it's difficult to comprehend why reopening Benjamin Court would not go some way towards easing the situation. North Norfolk Council leader Tim Adams said he was astounded when he was shown around the reablement centre last week and has now joined the campaign for it to be reopened rather than sold off. He said, equipment is still there. It looks new. It is. Astounding. When the ICB mothballed the health centre, it was transferred to NHS Property Services, which maintains and heats the property so that it doesn't fall into disrepair. So it seems ready to go should be the ICB minded to help out. Since Benjamin Court was closed in 2023, there's been a strong local campaign to reverse the decision. A Norfolk Health Watch survey showed 79% of respondents wanted the centre to reopen, while the remaining 21% wanted it to be used in some health care capacity. But the ICB claims it no longer fits its model of care and instead has adopted a home-first policy. However, it refuses to give a more detailed and financial explanation to campaigners of why it's closed. When challenged, an ICB spokesman said, "We have no plans to look again at the case for reopening Benjamin Court and have returned the site to NHS Property Services." That's the kind of unhelpful response you might get from a chatbot used by some remote, faceless organisation. This brush-off reply suggests that it's exactly what the ICB has become. Perhaps North Norfolk MP Stefan Aquarone should increase the pressure on the ICB to justify actions by raising the matter in Parliament.
Warwick Jones in Fakenham probably reflected the views of many readers as he wished Keith Skipper a speedy recovery. It was good to see Keith Skipper back in Saturday's newspaper. I'm sure that many readers will want to join me in wishing him a speedy recovery. When my wife and I moved to Norfolk from that London over 20 years ago, Keith's articles kept us amused and informed in equal measure. His columns are as much a part of Norfolk life as a bowl of Brancaster mussels and a pint of wherry. My correspondence course in all things Norfolk will hopefully continue for quite some time yet, and I'm a long way off from graduating in the language model in particular.
Regular correspondent Doug Fulcher in Thorpe St Andrew wrote in reply to another regular writer, David Coe. David is worried that having a Norfolk accent, like Keith Skipper perhaps, could mean you're seen as a bit awkward. In his letter of January the 30th, David M. Coe is concerned that to have a Norfolk accent could mean that a Norfolk person is likely to be regarded as a bit backward, a bit of a yokel or a country bumpkin, as he puts it. I'm a Norfolk person, born in Wyndham in the 30s, and in my RAF days, I did once walk into a dormitory of colleagues and, in my best Norfolk, ask a lad who I was waiting to go to the station cinema with, well, are you now a-coming then? And all this got me was a bit of ribbing and some laughter, all good fun and banter. Later on, and back in Civvy Street, my problem, if it can be called that, is that I've often been mistaken for a native of Australia. For instance, as I recall in the King's Arms at Flegborough, I was told which street is an Australian street I must be from, as the speaker's brother lived in the same city, and we both sounded alike. And later on, a visit to London Underground, I was just asked, which part of Australia are you from then? When I was explaining why I'd not paid my car parking fee that particular morning. Finally, I can recall that on a visit to the former Yugoslavia with a lady friend, we were on a coach trip from our hotel and were allowed off to look at the local scene and returned to our coach to find it had left without us. It returned shortly afterwards, as apparently the driver was told that he had left the Australians behind. So, David M. Coe, don't worry about your Norfolk accent. You already live in the fine county of Norfolk. My only concern is that if I ever get lost and confused, will some bright soul put a label on me and send me to Australia?
Our last letter this week is from Marcus Moore in Sproston, who was horrified to find that the bus stop outside the community hospital is no longer in use. After a recent trip to Norwich Community Hospital, I walked to the bus stop, which is located directly outside the community hospital, to catch the bus back into the city. Having flagged down the bus to stop, I was informed that this bus stop is no longer in use anymore. Yet yellow road markings in the road states that this is still a bus stop. So I had to walk down to the next stop, which took me an extra 5 minutes. Nothing is ever simple anymore for those who are elderly and those with limited mobility. On the route back, a student also put his hand out, hoping to catch the bus, and the bus drove straight past him also.